Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. What is going on, fam? Welcome to a brand new episode of the All Moves Podcast. I appreciate you all for tuning in. Welcome to the show. Let's just jump straight into it, fam. Let's not waste any time. Life is beautiful, fam. Life is beautiful. Every moment of your life is a brand new opportunity to create something new. Yet so many people ignore the present moment. They ignore the possibilities. They can't even see them because they're so stuck to their ways. Now, in the last episode, I talked about killing the loser's mentality. And this is something that most people don't want to do, right? Because if you kill the mentality that you are comfortable with, even though it's the known misery, right? It's the known misery. Even though it's misery, one still is familiar with it, so there's a sense of comfort. One knows how to survive to the next day. And if it includes disrespecting oneself, one will continue to disrespect itself to just make it to another day, right? It's careless. Careless in its approach, careless in its ways. Doesn't really understand love because love is you, right? Love is a state of being. So one doesn't really understand that. So you can disrespect yourself. You definitely do not have quality control, which just means it doesn't matter what environment you're in. Doesn't matter the kind of food you eat. Doesn't matter how you make your money. It doesn't matter the people you talk to. It doesn't matter what you consume. As long as it's pleasurable, entertaining, or it scratches a temporary itch, one will just go on with it, right? See, so part of love and having self-respect is having that quality control and saying, look, I ain't doing this because this is not right. This is not for me, right? And I'm willing to accept the consequences of my choices being the way I am. Not complain about it. Now act like, oh, I love myself and I respect myself. And then secretly you're like, oh, I'm so lonely and I'm so sad and I can't believe this is happening to me and whatever it is, right? No, we're talking about legit moving with love and respect of oneself and then accepting the consequences that come with this. Saying, yeah, this is it. This is how I decided to live my life and these are the choices I've made and this is the results I'm getting. It's rightfully so. Because the alternative is worse, right? Being careless, being just allowing anyone in, right? Then that's when the confusion comes in. And that's where the lack of meaning comes in. And that's where the just one feels like they're living a meaningless existence. So I say this because throughout the show, throughout the podcast, since the beginning, I've always talked about that you are the problem and you are the solution to this problem. Now, if you are the problem, yet you don't understand the problem, right, which is yourself, you don't understand yourself, which means you don't understand the problem, then you don't even think that there's a solution or there's no interest in the solution, right? It's like, I don't think I'm the problem. I blame everyone else. This is the loser's mentality. The loser's mentality blames everybody else but themselves. The loser's mentality says it's not me, it's them. Or if things were different, and then they play the victim card, and they're jealous and envious of everybody else. And it's just this low energy mindset, just a very loser way of living. And it's all about complaining. It's all about comparing. It's all about just, it's all over the place. It's everybody else but themselves. See, then there's no solution, because you can offer a solution to this person and still there's nothing, right? Because one will always look for a way to not see it, right? I can't see the solution in this route. This doesn't make sense to me. So, I'll tell you this. You have to understand, fam, that your personal insecurities, your personal philosophy, how you see the world, your personal insecurities is what's ruining your relationships, and it's what's ruining your opportunities. If you're looking at your life right now and you're saying, damn, I don't know why I'm in the position I'm in, I'm telling you, right? Because there's assumptions that you create, that you already assume things are going to happen before it happens. Hey, I don't want to start this business because it's going to fail. Hey, I don't want to do this because it's not going to work out. It's not going to work out. But all of this is a defense mechanism to protect you from something, right? This idea of things having to be perfect, right? This idea that, oh, it has to be so laid out to perfection. That is a mask for your insecurities. That is a mask of being afraid. That is an escape goal. So look at your life in a real way and be honest with yourself. And if you're listening to this, you are someone serious to wanting to understand, right? If you're listening to this in a real way, if you're paying attention, if you're taking notes, if you're diving into it, if you're seeing it within yourself, if you're allowing it to play out, your insecurities and the things that you ignore about yourself, your assumptions about life, the limitations you've placed on yourself, all of this is ruining your relationships and your potential opportunities. So you can't see the beauty of the new moment. You can't see the beauty in the problems that are happening in your life right now. There is no gratitude for your problems. Where there should be, right? There should be gratitude for your problems, because the only way to understand it is to go through it, see it for yourself, and then learn it. You fail at it, or you get a result that you don't want, and then you make an adjustment, and that's it. That's how it works. Now, that process is painful, but at the same time, it's beautiful, because you learn from that. And the faster you fail, the quicker you fail, the more you start to understand. So that means taking action and moving quickly, making a decision and going after it and going. So much education in that, but you can't see that if you're afraid of failure. You can't see that if you're so stuck to your ways, or you don't want to get revealed, or you don't want to look like a loser, or whatever this image you have of yourself. You don't know what to do with quality once quality comes your way. You know, so many people want quality relationships and they want better opportunities for their life and they want to live a better existence, but you won't even know what to do with it, even if it just landed on your lap. You would find a way to ruin it. This is a mind that will find its way to ruin relationships and opportunities and then wonder why that they feel so stuck. Or so isolated psychologically, because it does it to itself, right? It's like one feels the way they do and looking for any way to ruin anything that comes its way. No, this is not right. I don't deserve this, or this is not for me, or one's memories gets in the way of the new, of the present moment. Which is why this is called baggage, right? One who does not deal with their own past, or one who does not handle the problems in their mind, They show up in the present moment with so much baggage. So you, who is a student of growth, you who is living life looking to be the best version of yourself, you have to be completely honest with yourself. Be 100% real with you. Open it up. Open yourself up to everything that's being said. And see your problems. See your insecurities. See what the things that you are battling with. See how you self-sabotage. How in your own mind you say you want something, but once that thing can be a possibility, you look for a way to say, nah, 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 this ain't it. Nah, this is not right. Nah, this ain't it. Fam, the world is really all in your head. Like, I really, at this point, where I'm at in my life, I'm now saying this in a way, assuming you already know and don't care, or I'm talking to somebody who truly doesn't know or did not understand. And if you're a first-time listener and you don't really, you're just discovering this for the very first time, then things slowly start to make sense. Like, wow, wait a minute, for real? Like, the world is in my head. That means I'm seeing the world through the eyes of my own perspective, and the way I feel is because of me. I'm the problem. I'm just, what, really? There's that mind, and then there's another mind who's like, yeah, I can repeat the same words you're saying. I can hear you. I can nod my head, but then I don't embody it. I don't grab it. I don't become it. I don't live it. Now, that's interesting to me. That's an interesting thing that one does not become it. There's always a reason why. And it's like, what is one running away from? What is one trying to, like, what is one saying about themselves? How is one living? How is one moving? Because that's an interesting mindset. I'm getting the results I don't want. I say that I don't want. I don't like the results of the choices I've made. Yet I don't make any real changes. I don't want to change the foundation. And then the question is it possible to even change the foundation? You know, because when I was a kid, it was like this. And then the way my parents raised me was like this. And it's like, okay, you can still hold on to that. Or you can look at the present moment and say, dude, like right now is a new moment. Like, let's get out of that. We can literally get out of that. We can accept right now that the past in the past is the past, right? We can say the past is the past, the future's not here yet, and this is the present moment, which means it's your personal philosophy that's the problem. And yes, and there's real trauma, and yes, there's real experiences that has happened. Yes, and there's the difficulty of overcoming oneself, and yes, there's a lot of these fears, and yes, and yes, and yes, and all these things that can be true. But to somebody who really wants it, to someone who really wants to grow, someone who really wants to change, will be completely honest with themselves. And not honest to a point just to get an end result. No, honest to the point where the root cause is addressed. One is looking at themselves and saying, okay, I've accepted, or I forgive, or I understand that I've made these moves and I made these mistakes. I understand that this is how I was treated when I was younger. You have to learn to forgive and have empathy and understand that, hey, like, okay, that's what happened. And I can see that as the worst thing to ever happen to me, or I can see that as the best thing to ever happen to me. And that's all my choice. See, if you don't address these things and if you're living life acting, and you're living life as if, hey, playing it off like you're changing and growing when you're really not, then all you're doing yourself a disservice. You are creating confusion within your own mind. Because you are confused about what the problem is. You're confused about why you're getting the results you're getting. And then you're just living life in reaction mode, reacting to everything that comes your way, reacting sad, reacting mad, reacting with emotions instead of responding based on your personal philosophy, right? Responding in a real way, responding with a mindset that understands, hey, I'm the problem, I'm the solution. The process is life. The failures or the problems are opportunities. Then one goes through them with forward movement, but forward positive movement. One looks at it with a positive way of life. All these problems that are happening, one says, all right, let's go. It's a challenge for somebody. Let's get it. And then once these problems are solved, one doesn't get in stagnation mode. One doesn't just say, I'm good. No, they continue to advance and grow and continue to chip away on those insecurities and those fears and those limitations that they place on themselves. It's like you create stories. This is what human beings do. And maybe this doesn't make sense to you now, but one day it will. That we create stories about what we think life is about and what we think that's happening and what we wish we had and what we wish, what we want, what we say we want. We create all these stories and these illusions. And it causes a real reaction in how we move. Like it really has an impact on how you move and live your life. So you're allowing these fears and insecurities to, without any facts behind it, you allow this to control you. So anything of quality, you will ruin it. Because just your energy alone, just your response to simple things alone is like, ugh, this person's, this is disgusting energy. This is nasty. This is, ugh. You know, and you can't get mad at that. You can't be upset about that, right? If you are on the receiving end, because you do the same thing when you're around that energy, right? You know the feeling. You do the same thing when you're around that, and you're like, oh, I don't really want to be around this, or oh, I don't really, you know. It's like, is that whole thing killing your vibe or killing your mood, right? This is a real thing. But there's a different life that's waiting for you. A whole different world that's waiting for you when you approach it with true levels of responsibility. We're talking about true levels, like real, like you embody the fact that you are the problem and you are the solution. And you don't do things just to scratch an itch, or you don't do things for the moment. You do things that get you closer to the root cause. So you just don't make these moves that's like, it's good. I'm doing this to act like I'm growing when you're really not. We're talking about really, really doing the uncomfortable, the things that you don't want to do, or the things that you feel like, this is a challenge. It's like, yeah, that's it right there. And it's difficult when there's no actual passion for it, when there's no true drive and determination to really get to the root cause. And again, it goes to that self-respect. It goes to that self-love. These are things that you can't teach. I can't teach you to care about you. I can't teach you to get out of a loser's mentality. I can't teach you to start, you know, just loving yourself. Start taking yourself a little bit more seriously. All I can do, again, is plant the seeds, but you got to water them. You have to want them. You have to want it. You have to be honest with yourself and want it. You know, for so long, I've committed my life. I've given so much of my life to those who don't love themselves. I've given so much of my life to those who have accepted their way of being. And the beautiful thing about it is you have to go all in on it to actually see the information. You have to go all in on people. Don't ever give up on people. Always go all in on people. But then you start to see what's really going on. You can see how one is so stuck to their ways, that the last thing they think about is changing themselves. If I can just change the world, I won't have to change me. If you just talk nicer to me, I won't be sad. Instead of saying, hey, it doesn't matter how you approach me, I can understand it. I can handle it, right? See, it's like instead of trying to change everyone else's approach, it's you saying, let me change how I react and respond to certain things. And I can influence a different result in my life. See, someone like myself who has gone all in on everyone, right? You get a better understanding. And, you know, you're not quick to react. You don't get upset on what you see. All you do is you download the information. That's it. It's all information and things start to make sense. This is why this person is alone. This is why, you know, this person is broke. This is why this person is succeeding. This is why this person wins gold medals. This is why this person doesn't win gold medals. Or this is why this person's always sick. And this is why this person's always healthy. And then this is why over here, you know, it's just in every area of life. It's just, you can see the result, whatever the result is. Whatever the result is, you can see it. Makes sense. But you can't see it if you're making assumptions. You can't really understand if you're just jumping to conclusions. You can't really see it if you are blinded by your own insecurities. You're not even listening to the information, right? And when I say the information, I'm talking about the results you've gotten. That's information. That's feedback. You're not even listening to the feedback or observing the feedback. You're just reacting to the feedback. So the best thing for you to do, the best thing, if you want to live a solid existence, a quality life, a life of passion, love, and purpose in a real way. We're talking about you moving through life, just thriving. A life of just true success, a winner's life. Starts with loving yourself and respecting yourself, having that quality control. It starts with being honest with yourself. And it's that true desire, that true self-respect. They're like, well, I'm going to live this way and accept the consequences of living this way and not go against it, right? A lot of people like to switch. Yeah, I'm going to live this way until I get desperate or until I'm something else. It's like, no. Are you committed to a way of living or do you shape shift, you know, moment to moment, whatever fits you to get a quick result, you know, a quick hit of dopamine or a quick, it's like, man, it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful, man. Life is beautiful. Life is really beautiful when you truly live it to the fullest. And we're talking about just taking care of every area of your life, and every area of your life is at the highest level. Such a beautiful existence. You know, and this is possible for everyone. If you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, this is possible for you, man. All of it makes sense. Just understand that the sickness makes sense. The brokenness makes sense. The loneliness makes sense. The anxiety, the depression, the fears, the limitations, all of it makes sense. Everything makes sense, fam. The people you allow into your life, it makes so much sense. And if you were to take that responsibility, you start going all in on these things, you now get a better understanding. You don't complain. You don't play the victim mindset. You don't blame anybody else. You don't have the loser's mentality. You know, you could start off that way, right? Because you don't know. You're just reacting. I don't know. Boom, you just react. But now when you become aware, hey, do you know that this is considered a loser way of being? Like, oh, wow, okay. Now it's up to you to decide from here on out, all areas of your life, you start to take personal responsibility and start addressing the root cause to the problems of the mind. You will start doing what's healthiest for the body and mind. You will start having quality control.
Excuse me.
You will start having quality control where you are watching the environments you're in, the people you allow into your life, what you decide to consume, you know, treating your body and mind right, looking to work on this, fam. Stop blaming everybody else. Like, legit, stop saying, oh, it's because of all of this. No, it's me. Okay, what can I do? And not feeling bad that it's you. If your personal insecurities are getting in the way of your relationships and opportunities, that's the best thing for you to know. Because now you know where the fight is. Now you know what's the battle. Now you know where to put your attention, your time, and your energy. And now you know. When you don't know, you find yourself jumping from different opportunities and wondering why it's not working for you. And, you know, all relationships in your life is like, why I feel so distant? And everything's just confusing to you when you don't take responsibility. So work on this. Work on it in a real way. You have to start taking this very seriously, where you write down on a piece of paper all areas of your life and understand that it's all just one, because it's everything is connected. Because how you do anything is how you do everything. So the foundation of your mind and how you react and respond to things, the way you handle stress, the way you react to things, the way you respond to things, what you're afraid of, your insecurities, all of this is present in all areas of your life. When you work on these things and you look at all areas of your life, you say, okay, what is connected to all of this? All right, what is connected to all of this? What can I work on every single moment of my life? And we're talking about this as an overall religion, not just you existing and then saying, okay, you know, at 1 o'clock, I'm going to do yoga. And then 2 o'clock, I'm going to start reading this book. No. We're talking about moment to moment. Moment to moment. Those things make sense. Those things, yes, do those things. We're talking in terms of everything, how you see the world, how you see yourself. Chip away from blaming everyone in the past. Forgive. Don't forget. Forgive. And don't forget. Use it all as fuel. Start respecting yourself. Don't allow yourself to just, I don't know, throw yourself around like it doesn't matter. No, take care of yourself, man. Take care of yourself. Walk right. Walk with a different swag, a different posture. You know, put yourself in different environments. Move away from what's keeping you stagnant. Like, you got to take control of your life. Love yourself, man. This is real. Really fucking love yourself. And create something for yourself, man. You know, if you are a brother, if you're a sister, if you're a mother, if you're a child, if you are an employee, if you're a business owner, be the best, man. Whatever it is you do, if you clean dishes the best. Stop doing things just to, I'm just going through the day. No, man. Commit yourself to it. Whatever it is you do for a living, look to be the best at it. Whatever relationship you have, look to be the best at it. Can you be the best sister? Can you be the best brother? Can you be the best wife? Can you be the best husband? Can you be the best child, the best mother? Like, that should be your goal. That should be what inspires you to be the best that you can be. And it starts with you. So if you don't think you could be the best that you can be, then of course it makes sense. That spills over in all areas of your life. You get the same results. Everything's half-assed. Everything is just, nothing is meaningful, right? Because you don't even take yourself seriously. You don't even see yourself of quality. You disrespect yourself. You say things to yourself. Oh, I'm not good enough. Or I'm ugly. Or I'm all that. No, man, you should be building yourself up. You should be gassing yourself up. to the point where you are close to the truth. You gas yourself up like, yo, right now I'm looking kind of hit, but let's go. Right now I'm gaining a lot of weight, but you know what? Let's fucking get it. Let's go. Let me bet on me. Right now I'm broke, but you know what? Let's make it happen. Let's go. I'm no longer going to accept this. And you start changing your priorities. Start changing your perspective. You start changing how you feel about yourself. You start changing how you talk to yourself. You stop allowing your insecurities to get in the way. You start seeing the world through the eyes of a fresh mind. And you start addressing things with all in energy. You stop blaming everyone else. You start saying positive stuff to yourself. And you create something new. You can do this, fam. And I know you will. If you listen up to this point, I know you will. It's your time. Congratulations, you made it to the end of the episode. I truly, like, you have no idea how much I appreciate you for reaching this point and you listening to this podcast. There's so many shows out there. There's so many people, you know, who sound like me and talk like me and saying the words and life-changing information, and you're choosing to listen to me. And I truly appreciate that. All I ask in return, fam, because I give my life to this. I gave my life to the show. I gave my life to this episode. All I'm asking, fam, if you found it valuable, is to leave a review on the show. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're able to leave a review, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the pod, and it helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. So if you can, right now, this moment, before you, you know, start your day, go to sleep, or before you do whatever it is you're doing next, please leave a review on the show. I truly appreciate it, fam. Till next time.